हेलो सर, इंजीनियरिंग सर।
यस सर, योर ऑफर।
यस सर, गुड इवनिंग ऑल ऑफ यू। सॉरी फॉर डी इनकन्वीनियंस सर। आई एम हियर टू प्रेजेंट द फर्स्ट क्वार्टर रिजल्ट ऑफ दिस फाइनेंशियल ईयर। अगेन वन ईयर कंसिस्टेंसी वी आर एबल टू शो दैट दिस रिजल्ट ऑफ द ड्यूरिंग क्वार्टर। और ग्लोबल बिजनेस हैज ग्रोन 11.07% ईयर ऑन ईयर and stood at 23.10 lakh crore. Our gross deposit has grown at 11.97% year-on-year and stood at 13.35 lakh crore. Our global advances have grown at 9.86% with year-on-year growth and stood at 9.75. This is despite our current quarter also we continued our shedding of low advances. We have shed almost 22,500 crores in corporate. Even then, we could show this near to the 10% growth, which we have given the guidance last quarter when we announced the results. With this, our net profit has grown at 10.57%, year-on-year growth, and stood at 3,905 crore. First time in the history of the Canara Bank, our common equity, CET1, has crossed 12% and stood at 12.05% with a 55 basis points year-on-year improvement. Our return on asset has further improved from 1% to 1.05% in the quarter and with a year-on-year improvement of 6 basis points. As given earlier also, the guidance of to reach the 90% of PCR, we continue to provide the additionally. That said, our PCR also has improved, further improved to 89.82%. And with an increment of 118 basis points year-on-year. Our credit cost has shown further improvement and stood at 0.90% with a decline of year-on-year 20 basis points. Our gross NPA both in absolute number and percentage has shown improvement and a decline to 4.14% with an year-on-year decline of 101 basis points. Our net NPA also has shown improvement and a decline both in absolute number and percentage and stood at 1.34% and a decline of 33 basis points year-on-year. This business group is grown led by RAM sector. As a result, we repeatedly given the guidance that we are focusing more on the RAM sector and we want to see that our RAM sector reached to the 58% of our total credit portfolio. And with this, our RAM sector has touched 57%. One year back, our RAM sector was 55%, and now it has reached 57%. This was because our RAM credit has grown 12.36%, so that overall credit grew at 9.86%. The RAM sector alone has grown 12.36%. This is led by our retail credit has grown 23.54% and stood at 1.75 lakh. Now, our housing loan also grown 11% and stood at 96,108 crores. Our vehicle loan has grown at 15.49% and stood at 17,708. Our revenue per share, before telling the figure, let me again remind you that during the quarter, our share price has been taken to 1:5 and that earlier the share price was the 36 share, now it's 15 to 5 shares, that is now each share is 2 rupees with a face value. With that 2 rupees face value, our earning per share becomes 17.37, with a year-on-year increase of 10.18%. Our fee-based income has shown a 15.75% growth and stood at 1,810 crores. These are all the few news I have shared with you. Anyway, we have shared our entire presentation to all of you. I am sure that by this time you might have gone through that entire presentation. Now we are all working along with me, our executive director, Sri Debashish Mukherjee sir, and Ashok Chandra sir, and Hardeep Singh Ahluwalia. We are all there with you, and all the top management is with you. You can ask any clarification, sir. We are here with clarifying that. Now this forum is for you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, coming on of Mona Mehta. You can do your support for it.
Yeah, hi sir, good evening.
Hi, Ramadi.
My first question is on the growth front. So essentially, if I look at retail books grown by 12% Q1Q, so what exactly is driving this book? Because if I look at HL and vehicle, the growth is in line with the other books. It's not that high. So yeah, what is driving the sequential growth in retail books?
So let me say, madam, actually the RAM credit consists of retail, agriculture and MSME. Our RAM credit is growing at 12.26%. That contains the retail. Retail growth in current quarter, it was shown 12.39%, it was 23.55%. The reason, main reason is, in agriculture, our buying and 4 to 4 year, we have stopped lending gold loans in the metropolitan cities for agriculture purpose. And because when the loan is growing, the portfolio is growing, we want to take some conservative steps on that. But at the same time, we want to meet the requirements of the metropolitan customer. The metropolitan customers also wants to avoid the gold loan. That's why we introduced the retail product in the gold loan retail with a little higher rate of interest and then from the that product has received very well in the metropolitan. We stopped lending in the agriculture and this portfolio is growing very fast. That is also helping the retail for growth being at 23.54%. To the extent is my book is very in the agriculture, that's the reason quarter on quarter agriculture you can saw negative growth of 4.86%. But the other for me, last quarter sequentially it was, last quarter it was almost but this quarter we could repeat that and this quarter itself we are growing 2.42%. Overall, if you see that retail has grown at 10.39 and MSME at 2.40 and all, these things have dropped to the 10.36 growth in the RAM credit.
Sure, so it's mainly the non-agri gold loan in urban cities that's driving the retail growth apart from.
See that the vehicle loan, this bank has never grown the double digit growth. Now we are growing almost near to the 16%. And the housing loan, we are continuing to increase our market share. This is the very one among the few banks where the market share in the housing is increasing. There is a consistency. And in our bank, we don't buy any portfolio by word and we hardly participate in the total new portfolio. So the entire RAM business, whatever we garnered from our beacon motor outlets, branch we have business. So this is a concrete business. It's not that the only the gold loan portfolio what we introduce is the main cause, but it has helped us. Earlier ways to grow at 14% are like that, but now the retail growth at 23%, definitely that portfolio, that particular product is helping us.
Sure, and what are the yields in this book, the gold?
More than 9%, madam.
Sorry?
More than 9%.
Okay. Versus what is it in the agri gold book?
8.75, madam.
Okay. And secondly, on the margin front, so this quarter we saw a dip in the margin, which is closer to your lower end of your guided range of 2.9 to 3. So what will be the full year guidance on NIM and is there any change?
By the way, you can observe from the past 3 years, so generally in the first quarter, our NIM were to comparatively lower because the NIM calculated based on the average business. The first quarter, my average business is at a higher. Gradually, this comes down. Then, the NIMs will go up. And in the second and third and fourth quarter, the NIMs will go a little better. So, but last time also, I shared with you, though, we have given the guidance at 2.90. Our loans will move around 2.95 to 3. So, and I feel that 2.95 by the end of this year we can expect to move 2.95.
Sure. And just finally, a data keeping question. What will be your outstanding restructured book? Thank you.
Our outstanding RF1, RFP, everything together as on date, originally it was 24,000 crores. As on date, it is 16,000 crores. Entire that 11,000 crores and standard asset. 4,900 odd, approximately 5,000 is another NPA.
Sure. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Maru Jania. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi, hi. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, is that why has your SMA 0 which sector and purpose for the growth in SMA 0?
SMA 0, see that SMA 1 and 2 were able to control, and year on year or even sequentially quarterly, we have shown better performance. The SMA 0 is because of one account, it is a central public sector undertaking, we have slipped to SMA 0. And where the
it's 45 billion. It's 45 billion. 4,500 crore, na?
It is 3,800 crores approximately.
Okay. And which sector?
Madam, further details. It's a company shift telling to Andhra Pradesh. That much I am telling you, that is enough to identify.
Yes, of course, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. And so, the other thing. There has been change in investment norms, right? So, with that, what has been the what have you taken to the shareholders' fund? And then, what is the increase in yield, investment yield, because of these changes?
Yes, madam, the president in charge is going with the Mukherjee sir. He will explain to you that. Actually, because of the free classification, I will explain to you afterwards, further clarify to you. Because of the classification, there is no chance of shifting periodically from LT maturity to available for sale. Because of that, the interest on investment has shown an improvement, but at the same time, the treasury yields have come down.
Okay, but what is the impact on yield on investment? Just because of the change in
form. Well, the yield on investment, we are shown that it has gone up.
So it's all because of
yield on investment. You say that earlier it is 6.91, now it is 6.94. 3 basis point has increased.
Okay, so it has increased 3 basis points because of this.
Yes, madam.
Okay. Okay, and so my last question is on Bodhi. Basically, why you did explain that, you know, why loan income is softer because of average balances. But can you clarify on the interest from NCL?
What will the recovery income in the fourth quarter through NII and what is it now? No, actually, if you look at the NII and the comparative sequential, the normal interest rates on the previous March quarter and this quarter, there is one accounting policy has changed as per the regulatory requirement. We used to collect the premium interest, whatever we collected, we used to count it as interest income. Now, as per the regulatory directions from 1st April onwards, we are counting it to the other income.
Okay. So, what
you can see is approximately is 150 to 150 crores.
Okay.
And then we are asking about NPA, and generally every quarter it will be around 150 to 200 crores. When compared to that March, we have recovered a little more, so we got around 300 crores. But that's in this quarter, again, normally we are between the 150 to 200 crores.
Okay, sir. Okay. This is very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anand Dama. Unmute yourself and go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So basically, the yield on loan which have contracted during the current quarter is what you have basically mainly said because of the change in the regulation related to penal interest?
One is the change in the regulatory treatment of the penal interest. The second one is other interest income for me, sir. Last quarter situation we got 3,000 crores. That is the interest on overnight deployment of the surplus funds. that have come down to 1800 crores. So there is a 200 crore shortfall there.
Then in that case, the next 3 quarters, basically, we should expect the yields to again improve, because these one-offs will be largely behind, and on quarter-on-quarter basis, we should see an improvement in yields, right?
So interest on advances, definitely it will show some improvement, but other interest income depends again, depending on the availability of opportunities. When you have surplus money, you have to invest in the Greenlight or the best call money market, that depends on the demand and supply.
So secondly, on the SMA book, you said that there is one large PSU account based off Andhra Pradesh. Another public sector bank, which is the Union Bank, had also shown a higher SMA book during the current quarter, but they have made a provision on these loans. Do we have a...
Let me confirm to you that this SMA portion, even if it slips in the September, or even restructuring cover, they say fee will downgrade, right? The requirement of 15% provision, entire provision of 560 crore, we already provided in quarter itself.
Okay, you have already done that. Oh, great, great.
Yes, 100% we already got requirement.
Sure, sir, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, very good afternoon. Two things I was thinking that. One is like, see the total, cost of funding going up. That is thing I want to know what is the reason. And second, I also saw that the total loan book has gone down, and that it is also, the realization, total income is also gone down. So what is happening in these two scenarios?
One is cost of income, sir. You see that from the March, it was actually more than 50%. Now it is 47%. Sequentially, there is a reduction in the 3% in the cost to income ratio. One is that the March where it was very high in the cost to income ratio wise. But because the staff cost was very high, a bipartite settlement was happened once in 5 years, and entire areas have been paid in the December and the March quarter. Whenever the retirement benefits provisions has to be made, entire thing has to be completed in the March quarter. But still, the cost of staff expenses have been increased yet. But to that extent, to some extent, it has come down to 4,200 crores now. It is cost of funding. The cost of funding is deposits, it is why it is increasing, sir. The incremental deposit rate, whatever it is happening in the system, except the CASA, where there's the SB and the current account, the remaining entire retail deposits and bulk deposits, the bulk deposits are ranging between the 7.5 to 7.8. And the retail deposits investment around of 7%, it is there. So, since the market demand is very high for the deposits, the cost of deposits, the average cost of incremental deposit is more than 7.5%. That is increasing cost pressure as per that acquisition of the deposits. The cost of deposit is increasing from 5.5 to 5.70. It is continuing for the next 1 or 2 quarters also, because unless otherwise the liquidity in the system improves. Again, as concerns are expressed in various sections, now that the technology is mentioned, 20% of the savings are diverted to mutual funds and equity side. That is also putting some pressure on the bank deposits. But since we have a central government sovereign guarantee, for rising deposits, we are not facing any difficulty. But only thing, we are forced to pay higher price, higher rate of interest for garnering that deposit. You can see that our deposits have grown in double digits, almost more than 11% we have grown. So rising the deposits, we don't have any issue, but the incremental deposit we are rising, it is a costly affair for us. That's why our cost of deposit is increasing. The yield on advances, there is no reduction, sir. We have taken a enough paid on that yield on advances. The 8.7 to 8.66 is merely because of reclassification of the total interest income. Earlier we used to count the interest income, now we have shifted it as per the guidelines given by the regulator, we are reflecting in other income. So that has shown that the 6 basis points reduction. Beyond that, nothing is there in the yield on advances, but I can say that the yield on advances already reached the peak. Further increment, unless there is a repo rate increase, there is no chance for further increase in the yield on advances. Already, whatever the bridging we can do in the corporate book, we completed the bridging in this quarter. All our advances corporate sector also is carrying our average yield on the corporate sector has now touched all time high of 8.31%. So the yield is now already reaching the peak.
Okay, so can we expect the NIM to be possibly improving in the coming quarter?
Generally, compared to first quarter, second, third, fourth quarter, when we reach to the fourth quarter, slight improvement helps where, sir. So what we are doing here, also share with when I am sharing in the guidance of 2.90, we may end up at 2.95 by the end of this year.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Omkar. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello. Hi sir. In this quarter, our heavy exposure has reduced quite a lot. So, any reason is this a cautious stance from your side, or what is the reason for this?
No, actually, our gold loan portfolio is the major contributor for agriculture or portfolio, sir. Out of this 2,40,000 crores, 1,01,000 crores is core agriculture, and the remaining 1,08,000 whatever you buy, 38,000 or 39,000 crores is from the gold loan book. But because when the book is growing so fast, we have taken a calculated business decision. But here afterwards, because the agriculture, when we are classifying that gold loans in the agriculture, we need to maintain certain land records and all those things. To have a more and more cleaner portfolio, we have decided that in metropolitan cities, we stopped funding agriculture loans against gold. But at the same time, there is a lot of potential in the metropolitan city also to drive the loans against the gold loans. That's why they introduced a retail product, personal loans secured by the gold loan, and with a higher rate of interest, little higher rate of interest. That has attracted the attention of the metropolitan customers, and that is giving the in the retail loan, but to that extent, there is a dent in the agriculture portfolio.
Okay, thank you. The next question is from the line of Nesh. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Sorry, I have a question. Am I audible? Sorry.
Yes, you are audible.
So I have a question on slippages. So the slippages are consistently around 3,000 crores. So there is no relief there. So I have a question on short term and long run. What company is doing to, you know, make it below 3,000, or what are the rectification in our system going on?
See, when we are having 10 lakh crore asset, 10,000 crores is, I feel that it's a reasonable banking practice. So, but it doesn't mean that we are compulsory to that we have reached to the, our required goal and we don't need further fine-tuning that. If you look at them, where actually this quarter we have done well in this quarter and last quarter in the RAM sector and all. But there are any existing employees where if any additional debits have to come, that is showing some 300-350 crores additional slippages are there. But otherwise, our course, whatever the flush slippages, we are able to contain below 3,000. But suddenly bring into 3,000 to 2,000, I don't think that's practically possible there. But definitely, quarter-on-quarter, maybe 100 crore or 200 crore or 50 crore, further reduction, we are keep on driving back, we are confident of reaching.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Question on the guidance we had shared earlier for FY25. So just quickly, are we on track when you said advances will grow at 10%, ROA will be 1%, cross at 1.1. So if you could just share your outlook, is there any revision there, please? Thank you.
Yeah, we are not revising any of these guidelines. I don't feel that it's difficult to reach all these guidelines except in the CASA, but still CASA also we want to try for that 33% whatever it was we have given the guidance. But we have given the guidance of business growth at 10%, first quarter we have grown at 11%, our advances growth we have grown at 10%. We almost reached the 10% even after shedding 22,500 crores in the first quarter itself. And I am very much confident that we will grow beyond the 11 to 12% growth in the next 3 quarters. And it's 2.9 we have given. We are although first quarter itself, we are able to show that 2.9, and for the 3 quarters, there will be a further slight improvement in that term. There won't be any deterioration. Gross NPA, we have given a guidelines of 3.5. There is a further reduction, we have come up to 4.14. Net NPA also, we have given a guidance of 1.10. We already have come down to 1.24. Slippage ratio, we want to maintain at 1.3. That's almost we are able to maintain it. Credit cost, demand, return on equity, earnings per share, return on average asset, all these things already we surpassed. Whatever the guidance we have given for the year, in the first quarter itself, credit cost, return on equity, earnings per share, return on average assets, we already surpassed those.
Thank you. The next question from the line of Suraj Das. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one question. In terms of this gold loan book that you are talking about, what could be the quantum that is sitting in the retail?
Now it is almost 19,000 crores is there around.
Okay. And sir, rest of the book, I mean, what would be the other segments in retail?
No, mostly, sir, 19,000 crores that is there. So now it is, as on date, it's 155,000 crores is there. 155,000 crores total. So if you remove that, maybe hardly 1,000 crores is in the
MSME, the minus are all in the agriculture. Hello, I am the gold loan.
Retail is 19,000 out of 170 retail. So 96,000 is in the housing loan, 17,000 on the vehicle loan, 16,000 on the educational loan. The remaining is personal loans and mortgage loans.
Okay, sure, thanks.
The next question is from the line of Jayendra.
Hi sir, good evening. Sir, if you look at slide 22, wherein we give the yield on advances, I believe the numbers are, you know, cumulative number, right? So for March 24, 8.71 yield is for the 12 months. And you know, the number...
Tell me, sir.
No, no. So I wanted to check, sir, if this number of March 24, is it the cumulative number or for the quarter? Because if it is cumulative number, that would mean that the QOQ decline in the yield on advances is much, much sharper, right? Because we started the year...
What we have given in the March 24, 8.7, is that 15 quarter... That particular quarter here, yeah, and along with that cumulative. That's cumulative, correct? What is current? Our CFA explained to you further. Well, that what you asked, the first quarter is not cumulative. It is a standalone quarter. What we gave for March was a cumulative of four quarters. So what you are anticipating?
Ask, please complete.
No. What you asked that if this is taking into consideration that if that March, then it is a sharp fall. No, it is not considering the March. It is standalone or April, May, June.
Okay, so this is only.
Yes. Now, whatever you will show every quarter will be cumulative. For up to say next quarter, it will be from April to September, December, it will be April to December. So, but this, what we showed now, the yield is standalone April to June.
Am I audible? Yeah, so that I was checking if this 8.71 number, 8.71 is that for the quarter, right?
This is for the quarter. Since once we write cumulative means it is for one quarter this. Now, I think I have answered your question.
Right. No worries, sir. Secondly, sir, if you can provide the breakup of slippages in the quarter.
You can note down, sir.
And also,
agriculture is 900 crores.
MSME is 1220
yes,
crores. Retail is 500 crores.
The corporate is, including existing NPAs, which increase the total, it's around 600 crores.
Okay. And sir, lastly, if you can provide the breakup of the loan book by benchmark, how much is EBLR, how much is MCLR, and how much is repo by rupees crore?
Sir, out of the total book, 51% is MCLR, sir. 8% is RLLR. The repo rate is good. The remaining is like a loan against deposit, staff loans, and all.
And sir, lastly, you mentioned that we have now a very strong CET1. What was the impact of the investment guidelines on CET1?
Because of reclassification, the reaccounting procedure of
that is the impact on the CET1.
No. Sir, it is around 1400 crores that we got added, and of which 1100 crores is on the reserves, and 300 crore has gone to HTL.
Okay. And lastly, sir, if you have any capital raising plan, because if you can clarify, do we have a board approval or do you intend?
CET1 is very comfortable. It is above 10%. I don't think we need to go to the market for core capital. But Tier 1 and Tier 2, AT1 bonds and Tier 2 bonds, if the board is already permitted that management to go to the market to the extent of 8,000 crores to rise. Out of that, 4,000 crores is AT1 bonds and 4,500 crores is Tier 2 bonds. That will come to the market depending on the favorable conditions of the we are very much price sensitive, so we look forward for that. Whenever we get a better opportunity, better pricing, then we'll go to the market and rise. And again, I want to tell you that because we have a plan to divestment in our subsidiaries, only that period in the Canal Robaco mutual fund. It may come to the disinvestment in the fourth quarter of this financial year. That also may support our capital CET1, sir.
Right, sir. That is very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ashok Jain. He's a junior assistant to it.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. First of all,
Good afternoon, sir.
yeah, I'm CSO from Mumbai.
Thank you. I appreciate you, sir.
For excellent video. And I have two questions. One is that our transfer income down. If I compare from March 24 to June 24, transfer income down 20%. Whereas you were telling when in the last meeting, you are much more responsible in doing.
Let me say this, sir. Let me clarify this question, sir, first. The savings bank, what are the initiatives it has started giving the results? And savings bank, you can see the accumulation and creation of the deposit from year June to June. If you see that absolute numbers, 12,000 crores, there is an improvement in the SB individual itself. Yes, the individuals show that the incremental growth is almost 18,000 crores. So more than what is reflecting there. But in SB, there are institutional deposits which gradually is going out of the system because of central government, but the system of, they are keeping most of these funds because of the latest software that they are keeping the Reserve Bank of India. So central government funds are slowly going out of this banking system. But that is being compensated with the individual accumulation savings. But overall, it is reflected absolute numbers. It is 12,000 crores absolute numbers in year on year. But current account, the March figure, when you see that sequentially, March figure, in the March month, we are one central government department, we are dealing with that, we are a banker for them. We got a funds of around 15,000 crores in the current account. And 1st April to March, that amount has, 1st week of April, it has converted into bulk deposit. So, to that extent, the dent is reflecting here. But it is a 15,000 crores, it has moved from current account to there. But the reduction, what it is appearing, is only 11,000 crores. If you see that.
When we explain the choice to the market, for the choice to the market.
We will try to explain to them, sir. There is no problem. If any correspondence is there, we will try to tell them.
Okay. Yes, sir. Second question is that recently you have come to infrastructure bonds.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So, your plan, I mean, you want to come more amount or how much to our bond?
No, sir. Actually, board has permitted for this year to take a rise of 10,000 crores. Which initially we thought that we raise 5,000 crores and 5,000 crores. By seeing the overwhelming response of our issue, whatever the green issue option is there, entire 10,000 crores we have taken in single swoop itself. For this current financial year, we have whatever the board is permitted, we already raised it, sir. Because whatever we are rising against the infrastructure bonds, it has to be invested or the lent only towards the infrastructure lending. Of course, we have enough cushion in our book, for we already lent enough, more than the what we are rising in the market. Much exposures are there, but still we will see in the second half, if the board permits for us, we will think about that. It depends on the market availability of the liquidity, again the demand for the infrastructure bonds. If suppose the liquidity is improved, my cost of funds and the deposits have come down, then I may not think about it. Since currently the incremental deposit cost is very high, we have gone to get infrastructure bonds to compensate and to use the other resources at a lower rate of interest.
The next question is from the line of Peral Engineer. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir, congrats on the quarter. Just wanted to follow up on one question on the comment you made on savings bank deposits. So what percentage of our deposits come from government funds, government or other such non-retail?
I'll tell you that even savings bank itself, out of 832, it's only approximately 48 to 50,000 is from institutional deposit. These 48 to 52 is not entirely from the government deposits. This institutional deposits contains the NGOs, pilgrim centers, colleges, universities, everything will be there. But I see that the government deposits maybe around 22,000, that is the range we might be having that. So that fluctuation will be there. Whenever that fluctuation is there, because of our some initiatives and new products, so that is being compensated with the individual savings bank. Our focus now is in individual savings banks.
Okay, okay, sir. That was very useful. And sir, secondly, this might be a bit early, but under Ind AS accounting, will you be allowed to reclassify your NPL provisions into standard asset provisions?
I ask my CFA to answer to you, sir.
Hey, but as you know that Ind AS provision is also, it's still not crystallized. But there is nothing which suggests that NPL allowed to be classified as standard asset. The only green shoot that is that may be available there is in case of NPL, especially doubtful and loss assets, in spite of having good security, we are making 100% provision. But if against those loss or doubtful D3 assets where there are good security, that may allow us to provide less. Only that is expected, that will only be clear when the full guidelines come.
No, sir, I meant right now your provision is around 30,000 crores on NPL. Can you say reduce to 25 and move 5,000 to standard asset? Will the auditors allow it? Is it allowed under the new accounting?
No, see, especially that new, the entire details of the new accounting system has not come. But as you said, in NPL, especially loss doubtful, we are making 100% provision irrespective of the liability. In case, if I said in relaxation, it may get some green shoot, but that will be more than compensated by standard asset provision, where I have to make much more than 0.4%, which we are making. But having said that, the bank is in a very comfortable position if any provision that we have to make in under Ind AS, even considering that. Although, as you know, what RBI said is to be covered over a period of 5 years, even if it is hypothetically needs to be provided in a 1 year, all our capital ratios should be in a comfortable position. This much we can say.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Kumar. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot, sir.
Sir, just one
question, sir, with respect to this other interest income of 781 crore. I don't know if you had responded to this query. So if you can clarify what is the corresponding, you know, balance sheet number where we are getting this, interest income, or maybe if you can explain, like, you know, what is the source of this number. So year on year, there is a large jump in this number. So,
actually, these are all the, that's what actually earlier also I clarified. When you have surplus money in your system, when the market be there is a liquidity crunch is there, this surplus money can be used effectively in the market by deploying the overnight or call money or anything. When you are deploying that, you are entitled for some interest. Because we have an excess SLR of almost 8%, and we have in our system also last 4 months, we are having a surplus in our liquidity. This liquidity we are using effectively by lending wherever it is required, depending on the demand from the other institutes. That is the major contributor. The minor contributor is from some of the tax deducted, income tax, whatever it is there, some interest on that tax deducted. These refunds also will be there.
Okay. Take this, you know, complete, you know, the return what we have from cash balances other than CRR. So why this number is so high, sir? Like, you know, if I take the interest income on the cash balances and this interest income, what you are saying on the liquidity, that surplus security that we have, this number is very, very high, sir, as compared to any other PSU bank.
But if you see, PSU bank is, when you see PSU bank liquidity is there, is not there in the top 5 banks. Only we are having comfort that in that way, and we are deploying that. The other thing is what you see from EDC, even here, if you see, that is very high. But sequentially, it has come down, no? You are not saying that?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, but other interest income has come down from 2000 to 1800.
So for the full year, sir, if you can help us, that how much, how would this number look like for the full year?
No, Rakesh, if you see, this is a number because which is that includes interest from interest rate swaps, SDLA, RIDF, etc., including some, as sir said, on income tax refund. These are not steady income sources. So this can vary based on market condition. So it is very difficult to say whether how, what will be the figure on a consistent basis. But if you see, there is some sort of consistency which we have maintained over last year.
3-4 quarters, we are maintaining that consistency. If you see that last September onwards, I remember that September, December and March now, what is the consistency? It is around 1500 to 2000. And we are able to maintain that consistency.
And secondly, sir, on the non-SLR side, so, you know, the total non-SLR, if you look at in the slide number 26, has come from, you know, there is a one line item, which is others. So there is a 10,000 crore increase in that number, which is reflecting the, you know, increase in the total non-SLR also. So what is that number, sir, which is sitting into the others?
It is investment in mutual fund. That is around 7,500 crore.
So in the March quarter, that number was 4,000.
No, it was very small. So because we had some surplus funds, so we deposited in this mutual fund and CD. CD is around 3,000 crore. So if you add that, you will get the number.
Okay. And it was a very short, it is a short duration. As we speak today, that amount is not there in others. So it was a short term investment that we liquid certain amount.
Whenever you get an opportunity to earn higher yields, these are all the windows available to the banks, and they use these for earning a higher returns. Because the balance sheets are based on particular specific date, that particular date may the investment may be outstanding. But it's a, it's not that once that is outstanding, it will be there in every quarter that much.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rakesh.
Thank you. In the time constraints, that would be the last question. We hand over to MPJ for your closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Whatever you have given the guidance, we will try to do much better than that. And the first quarter, actually the first quarter itself is what we are doing, that consistency in our performance, our main trust area is consistency. There should not be any major in your performance, whether it's the bottom line or the top line. Same the corporate call, what we want to show, that the steady growth in all the business parameters without affecting the bottom line, that will continue, sir, and will continue to perform. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you. We conclude today's meeting. You can all disconnect.